So these are five capitals that you need. As a woman, and even as a man of God that is here, these things apply to all of us.
Amen.
Number one, spiritual capital.
Capital
has talked about the capital, what they call a spiritual capital, as a child of God. Deuteronomy 12 verse 10, God created us and he requires one thing of us. Deuteronomy 12 chapter 10, he created us to love him, to walk in his ways, to serve him, and to do his will. That's what God requires of us. That's why we are created. Isaiah 49. In fact, my sister, that I would love you to read Isaiah 49. We don't have much time.
So my
Isaiah 49, verse 1 to 3. Turn to that scripture. I just want us to know, why did God create you? Why were you made in the image of God?
Amen.
Amen. But that scripture in Deuteronomy, it shows us that one thing the Lord requires of us. One, to love him. Two, to serve him. To do his will. And to walk in his will. Read for us Isaiah 49:1-3.
Mupulirize mwe ebizinga. Era mutege amatu mwe amawanga agali ewala. Mukama yampita okuva mu lubuto, okuva mu nda ya mmange. Yayatula erinnya lyange. Yakola akamwa kange ng'ekitala eky'obwogi. Mukisiikirize eky'omukono gwe.
In whom I will be glorified. In the matrix of your mother's womb. Before your mother knew it was a girl or a boy, God knew your name. He called you and separated you. For one reason. That he will be glorified. So my friend, you are of God. He knew you from your mother's womb. Created you, and everything about you is to bring God glory. But what is your part in this? To connect to the Lord. The scripture says he's a vine. We are the branch. Out of God we do not have life. When you disconnect from God, you're dead. When you are rooted in him, then everything is well with you. That's why you need to build your spiritual capital. Be connected to the Lord. Be that woman who reads the word of God. Be that woman that desires God. Be known of God. Be that person who is known to be full of God's word. Who gives life to others. Who glorifies God in their speech. In their dressing. And everything they do. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That Proverbs 31 verse 30 says that charm is deceptive and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she is to be praised.
Hallelujah.
A woman who fears the Lord, be that woman that fears God. Not just
to talk about it.
Be that woman who fears God. Inside your house, let your husband know that you fear God. Because that is the person you know, who knows you most. That is the person before whom you're naked. Can your husband testify that you fear God? Can your children testify that you fear God? Can your maid testify that you fear God? Can your in-laws testify that you fear God? That fears God. These things are doable. These things are possible. Amen.
Be that woman. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Verse 31 says, that is Proverbs 31:31. Give her of the fruit of her hands,
yeah,
and of her own work. Praise her in the gates. Amen.
Amen.
This is the same scripture but in another version.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, it was
that giver of the fruits of her hands.
Oh, yeah.
And her works.
Yeah.
Make her to be praised at the gates. But this woman fears God. Woman, be that woman of the word. Be that woman that prays. Be that woman that serves God. Be that woman whose name is known by her God. A kingdom builder. Don't be in this ministry and be the headache to the leader. But let your name be on her fingertips. Let her think of you when she has a task.
Amina. Hallelujah.
Two. Physical capital. Physical capital. Amina.
Hallelujah.
The scripture talks of Jesus. That he grew in stature, in wisdom and knowledge.
Yep.
Stature was his physique.
Yes.
The way he was looking. Muchara,
you don't have a lot of time, women.
But I know one thing about God. He also loves people that look good. When they were making choices of kings, when they were to choose kings,
Baronda
someone who was strong.
They always look for someone
who was handsome. Someone who was presentable. If you're a Bible reader, when they were choosing Saul, the son of Kish. These were some of the qualities they
based on.
But physically,
Mundavika,
you need to look nice. Or you know where you didn't go,
take care of yourself.
Take care of your physical body. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't waste your soul. Presentation matters.
Just come the way you want.
We'll not entrust you with our valuable things.
That lady is good, but we can't trust her.
Look nice. Feel nice. Take care of yourself. Be physically fit. Be mental alert. Opportunities will not elude you. Opportunities will come when they think of someone to refer. That woman is hardworking.
He has raised up the children.
Give your children opportunities.
But if you raise less children, you've raised them like
teenagers.
They don't know how to wash. They don't know how to clean.
You're raising them.
But you're not going to go.
And you want opportunities. They
will pass you.
They are women who are raising their children.
What
have the opportunities of the generation. Amina.
Hallelujah.
The one who is the president.
There are things that she sees.
But
me, a child of
God. I have the Holy Spirit.
You know
where I'm going.
When I train up my child,
remember, be faithful.
And I told her to tell her to be faithful. And I teach her
manners.
And I teach her to fear the Lord.
And I prepare her for the state
house. That woman. That woman is wife.
The opportunities are very much. Don't raise your children for the useless men in the village.
Prepare
my daughter for kings.
Kabaka
is a queen. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
marriage with my son. And yes, we have prepared my son. Amen.
Proverbs chapter 24. The Bible says the hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be first to have labor. The hand of the diligent. Be a diligent woman. Be diligent in what you do. Never to attend to Chitono. Never want the assignment to have a toilet cleaner in this place.
Amen.
Be take your attitude. Be take your feeling.
You involve
clean
yourself.
Clean the toilet with love.
Involve yourself.
Be take your touch. Someone took time. Don't just do things for just. Don't just dress for just. The scripture says, do not give up the habit of fellowship. Don't isolate yourself. You need others. Be a woman that builds and sustains healthy relationships. I want to testify my relationship with Phoebe. Yes. Back to 25 years ago. Amina.
Hallelujah.
And today that relationship has connected me to you. If I was unfaithful to Phoebe, I would not be here. I would know Mami Rosemary and Pastor Dan through Phoebe.
Mami Rosemary and Pastor Dan through Phoebe.
That was the connection. You social capital. Because of the spirit of Jezebel. Titus chapter 2. Chapter 2 to 5. I wish my sister could read for us briefly. It talks about older women teaching the younger women.
Discipleship.
When you are elderly, you know certain. Teach, pour your oil to the others. There are people that pour into me. There are people that I'm pouring into. There's a group of ladies that I mentor. To have God glorifying marriages. And they look up to me. Then I get enough women who are trained me and taught me. To be a precious woman. Sometimes later, when I'm about to
murder,
they will look up to me and my marriage.
And if you tell if my husband tells them what I've done, and I also she puts us off right.
Sister, what is my name?
Tito Bintam. Era mabelenga, but the tete efu, mga sile enzi.
From verse 2 to 5.
From verse 2. Nalikokuwa kubili. Kubilisa mga wasanti ya wakuru, mabelenga matefu. Babufunanizibwa bategeevu abalina okukkiriza okwagala era abanywevu abakazi abakulu nabo bakubirizenga babeerenga n'empisa ezisaanira mu bantu nga tebawaayiriza era nga si batamiivu naye abayigiriza ebirungi balyoke batenteka abakazi abato okwagalanga babba baabwe n'abaana baabwe era babeerenga bategeevu nga si benzi abakola emirimu mu maka gaabwe ab'ekisa era abagondera babba baabwe ekigambo kya katonda kireme okuvumibwa kubanga weerabidde amateeka ga Katonda wo nange ndyerabira abaana bo.
Amina. Bila tumana tekumi ya mubito yetisisi. Pero omuntu who is hungry for knowledge.
Bila tipasu oyo ayayani obiga.
Every opportunity there is to learn something.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Even that table, has
one
who has done very small.
Give
you 1,000. When he thinks of that money, he will give you a million. Because the pastors are
broken.
When you get to this when you skim that to the dollars, yes.
Don't just be for
you not skim and get those.
Don't check people's hearts.
Go mukama akeleani tumejo.
Look up to the Lord where your hope comes from.
To know you are come and you are hope
young. Even with little you can do something. Amen. Don't wait. People like Ababu, you know, those people who are given lots of money, maybe like 10 million to begin a business.
See
that woman. There are so many opportunities around us.
While you were in Egypt, you were told
that.
Let me give you a testimony.
On the 50th of the year, I had to put the water.
There
were days when life was hard.
What were better than you and Zibo?
Next to the man who was a man, but she knew how to. So you can do something. Don't think of coming and you wait for free things. The Bible says, Second Samuel.
Samuel, a chocolate.
24. The same scripture, the same thing is also in 1 Chronicles 21.
Chronicles.
David had an opportunity. He needed to build an altar for God. But someone offered a free place.
I told him to build an altar for the Lord here.
This is what he says. I will not give God what has cost me nothing.
Amen.
We want to give God what has cost us nothing.
But not always.
Amina. It has not cost you prayer. It has not cost you anything. You bought free things. The man at the beautiful gate was a beggar.
He used to give you everything.
But the day he got delivered, he left that place. Because it was a curse. He was receiving free things because he was crippled.
And someone is going
to